With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. Lots of action between the NBA, NHL, and college basketball. Get right to it, starting in the NBA with the Warriors defeating the Kings 130-104. In that game, Steph Curry becomes the first player in NBA history to hit 4,000 three-point baskets, and he did that a day before his 37th birthday, which is today. So both happy birthday and congratulations to the NBA great player. Elsewhere, Wizards over the Pistons, Bucks down the Lakers, Bulls beat the Nets, and the Magic over the Pelicans. NHL in a shootout, Flyers beat the Lightning, and in an overtime game, Rangers over the Wild 3-2. Panthers defeat the Maple Leafs. Senators down the Bruins. Penguins beat the Blues. Golden Knights shut the Blue Jackets out. Capitals shut the Kings out. Devils over the Oilers by a goal. And the Sharks beat the Blackhawks 4-2. It's NCAA Men's College Basketball Conference time. In overtime, unranked Texas beat Texas A&M 94-90. This is Eastern Sports. And in other college basketball, you had top-ranked Duke defeating Georgia Tech, second-ranked Houston, a winner over Colorado, St. John's, a winner over Butler, ninth-ranked Texas Tech over Baylor, and then you had number 10 Clemson defeating SMU. In an upset, 17th-ranked BYU defeated 12th-ranked Iowa State, 96-92. Louisville, a winner over Stanford by a point. 15th-ranked Kentucky defeats Oklahoma. Number 18, Wisconsin over Northwestern. 20th-ranked Purdue beats USC. Number 21, Missouri over Mississippi State. 23rd-ranked Oregon defeated Indiana. 24th-ranked Illinois over Iowa. And by 2 points, 25th-ranked Marquette over Xavier. And a couple of other points. First, the World Series champion LA Dodgers will meet the Cubs Tuesday and Wednesday in the Tokyo Dome to start the Major League Baseball season. And sad news, the great sports writer John Feinstein has passed away unexpectedly at age 69. This is SRN Sports.